B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start Brachos Taf Ches, and we'll start three lines from the bottom of Taf Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Rav Nachman, Mai tama loy osi mar lebei knishta. Rabbi Yitzchok asked Rav Nachman, why were you not in shul today? Litzluya, to daven. Omer lei loy ochilna, I wasn't feeling well, I couldn't come. Omer lei, lechanfei mar asara velitzluya. Did you at least assemble 10 people together and daven with a minion in your house? Omale trichali milsa. It was too much of an effort for me. I wasn't feeling strong enough. Vele mele mar l'shlucha de tibura be'idne de matzli tibura. Leisa veloide lemar. Did you at least ask the shliach tibur, who was davening with a minion in shul, that when he gets to Shmoneh Esra he should send a shliach, a messenger, to tell you that it's time that the tzibur are davening, and you can daven at the same time as the tzibur? Omale, mai kuli hai, what's all this excitement about? I couldn't go to shul, I didn't daven with a minion. What's this davening with a minion, bringing a minion to the house, davening the same time as the minion? Omale, do omar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Shimon ben Yochai, mai dechsiv, it says in the posuk, v'ani sfilosi locho Hashem eis rotzoin. There's a time where it's a special esrotzen, favorable time where tfilis are accepted in Shemaim. And that's the time that it's kedai to daven. Mosai, when is this esrotzen, this favorable time? Mosai esrotzen, b'shor sha'tzibur mispalilim, the time that the tzibur are davening. Rabbi Yisi b'Rab Chanina Omar, mehocha, I'll bring you a pasuk to prove this. Koy Omar Hashem b'es rotzon anisicha. In the Eis Ratzoin is the time where I listen to your tefillahs and I'll answer your tefillahs. Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina Omar Mehocha, a different pasuk. Hein Kel Hashem Kabir Loyimas. He does not reject the tefillahs of a tzibur. Uchsiv Podo B'Sholoim Nafshi Mikrov Li Ki B'Rabim Hoyu Imodi. When there's a rabbim, people who are davening, then I accept the tefillahs. Tanya Nami Hochi, Reb Nosson Neumir, Minayin She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyis B'Tfiloson She'Rabim. How do we know that Hashem does not reject or desert the tefillahs of a tzibur? She'nemar Hein Keil Kabir Loyimas. When you have a large amount of people, a minion, Hashem does not reject their tefillahs. He does not despise their tefillahs. Uchsiv podo v'sholoim nafshi mikrov li v'goimer, the pasuk we saw before, where it says, ki berabim hoyu imodi, that's the reason that Hashem was podo v'sholoim nafshi, he redeemed us because there was a tzibur, there was a rabbim that were davening at the same time. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, kol ha'isuk b'teira, anyone who engages in Torah learning, ubig milos chasadim, and doing kindness, umispalelim atzibur, and davens with a minion, ma le'olav akosov ki'ilu pade'eini li ulebonai mibein umois oilam. It's as if you redeemed my children Klal Yisrael and me. I Hashem am with Klal Yisrael in Golos. It's as if you redeemed all of us from exile. Omer Shlokish, kol mi sheyesh li beis haknesses be'iroi ve'einu nichnas shom lispalel, anyone who has a shul in his town and does not go and daven there, nikro shochin ro, he's called an evil neighbor. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, koy omar Hashem, al kol shcheinai haroim hanoigim banachlo ashein chalti es ami es Yisrael. There's a concept of shcheinai haroim, bad neighbors. Not only that, he causes him and his children to end up going into Golus. Shenemar, as it says at the end of that pasuk, Hinini noishom me'al admosom ve'esbeis Yehuda etoish mitoichom. They will be uprooted from the where they are living. Omru leil Rabbi Yochanan, Ika sabi bebovel. People told Rabbi Yochanan they're old, aged people living in Bovel in Chutz Loretz. Tamo, he was wondering, V'omar, leman yirbu yameichem v'meivenechem al ha'adomo, ksiv. When do people have longevity? When do people live long years? Yirbu yameichem. It's only al ha'adomo in Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'chutz la'oretz, loy. In chutz la'oretz, people don't have the schus of arichas yomim. Kiven de omrile, after they told Rabbi Yochanan, Mekadmi or Mechashchi lebeik nishta. They come to shul early in the morning to daven, and they come late at night to daven. They daven shachris, they're davening ma'ariv in shul. Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Haynu dahani lei." That's what stood them in good cause to have arichas yomim. K'domer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebonei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his children, "Kidmu v'chashechu, get up early and wait up late. V'ailu lebeik nishta and go to the shul. Kihecha de toreichu." In order that you should live long. Omer v'acha b'Rabbi Chanina, Mikra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Ashrei Odom Shemea Li Lishkoi Dal Soisa Yoim Yoim Lishmer Mezuzas Psochai. The people who are coming Yoim Yoim every day, again and again to Shul, and it says afterwards, Uchsiv Basrei, Ki Moitzoi Moitzochaim, that the people who are coming to the Shuls, to are knocking on the doors of the Shuls, day in, day out, they are the ones that are going to deserve long life. Omer of Chizda, La'olam yikonis odom shnei psochem bebeis hakneses. The person should always come through two doors into shul. Shnei psochem sal kadaitoch. Can it really mean, did Rav Chizda really mean a person has to go through two doors? Number one, why would that be important? Number two, what happens to the shul that does not have two doors? Elo eima shiur shnei psochem. You should go in the shi'ur, the distance of two doors. Some say it means distance, as in two doors' widths, 8 amos. You shouldn't stand near the door, there's interruptions from outside, there's people standing at the back, it looks as if you're eager to get out of shul, and many other reasons why you should make yourself comfortable going into the shul. Some say it means that you should wait. It's a shir of shnei psachim, the length of time it takes to come in and settle down. Don't just run in from the street straight into shul and start davening. You have to first let your mind calm down. Va'achar kach yispalil, and only then you should daven. Continues the Gemara. Al zoyis yispalil kol chosid eilecho le'eis mitzoy. A devout person should always daven le'eis mitzoy for the time that he needs to find. Well, what does he need to find? Tell me what I need to find, I'll daven to find it. And we're going to have a number of different opinions in the Gemara what people commonly find or need to find. Omer Reb Chanina, le'eis mitzoy zu isha, a wife, shenemar motzo isha, motzo toiv. A wife is something you find a wife, you find good, and a person should daven to find a wife, a good wife. B'marova in Eretz Yisrael, kinosiv inish itza, when a person got married, omrile hochi, they would ask him, motza oy moitze. Motza dechsiv, motza isha motza toiv, vayifek rotza in me'ashem. There's a type of woman, a wife, that is motza that he finds, which is a good wife. Moitza dechsiv, and sometimes a wife is also found, but not such a good one. As the Pasuk says, umoitze ani mar mimoves eso isha. Sometimes a wife can be bitter as death. So they used to ask, did you find this wife or did you find that type of wife? So you see that a wife is something you find, and therefore a chosid, a devout person, should daven to find a good wife. Reb Nosson Oimer, le'eis mitzoy zu teira. Teira also has to be found. Daven that you should find teira. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, ki moitzoy moitzo chaim. In this Pasuk, Kimoitzoi Motzo Chaim, before, a few lines earlier, regarding coming to Shul, here the Gemara brings it regarding Torah. It means, Kimoitzoi, when you find me, when you search for me Hashem, and you find me Hashem, either in Tefillah or in Torah, Motzo Chaim, that's where you're going to find life. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar Le'eis Mitzoi Zumisa. A person's death. Shenemar Lamoves Toitzois. Death is also something that ultimately you find your way there. But there are many different types of deaths, and the person has to daven that his death should be a comfortable one. Tanya na mihachi, we saw in the Braisa, Cha meois ushloisha mine miso nivru ba'olam. There are 903 different types of ways that a person can die. Shenemar es toitzois. Toitzois begmatria hachi hava. It says that death is toitzois, is found, and the word toitzois has the numerical value of 903. Kosha shebekulom askara, nicha shebekulom neshika. The Gemara explains, askara the terrible death called Askara is Damya Kechizra Bigvava de Amra de la Achire Nashra. It's like a branch with thorns that got stuck in a bundle of wool, and it's been ripped out and pulled out backwards, which is very unnatural, and it tears away at the wool. And we can imagine if the neshama gets ripped out of the guf that way, how difficult that must be. Ve'ikad amra, and some say it's kapiture b'fiveshet, is like pulling ropes through very narrow holes, where it's very, very difficult and there's a lot of restraint. Neshika, on the other hand, the death called neshika, literally translated as a kiss, is damya kamishchal benisa mechalba. It's like removing a hair from milk, which is swift, straightforward, and comfortable. B'yechnan omar, le'eis mitzoy zu kvura. Even the burial is something one has to find and something one has to daven for. Omer b'chanina maikra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? It says in the Pasuk, asmeichim alei gil yosisu kiyimtzu kover. They were rejoicing at the fact that they found burial. Omer rabba bar of Shila, haynu d'omer inchi, people say, libe inchi rachme, you should daven to Hashem for mercy, afilu ad zibula basraisa shalma. That things should be peaceful and straightforward until the last stone is being put over the body after it's been buried. Marzutra omal eis metzoy zubeis akise, that one should daven to find a place to relieve oneself. When a person can't relieve himself when he has to, it's a bitter state. Omri b'marov in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, hod marzutra adifi mikulhu. It's the most important and preferable one to daven for of all the things you have to find. The one that can cause the most damage is if a person does not have a comfortable place to relieve himself when he needs to. It can cause him to be over on Baltashaksu, it can be a sakona, he can't learn Torah and daven in that state. Davening that one should always have a convenience, a bathroom to relieve oneself with when necessary, is not a small thing to daven for. Continues the Gemara, Omale Rav Lerafram Bar Popa. Leimelon mar mehani mili ma'alisa de omris mishmei de Rav Chisda. Tell us one of the wonderful quotes in the name of Rav Chisda, de mili de beknishta, to do and regarding with the shuls. Omar le, hachi omar Rav Chisda. Rafram bar Papa said to Rava, this is what I heard in the name of Rav Chisda. Maidich siv, it says in the Pasuk, Oyhev Hashem shari tzion mikoil mishkenois Yaakov. What does that mean? That Hashem prefers the gates of Tzion over the dwelling places of Yaakov. What does that mean? Oyhev Hashem she'orim amutzionim b'halocha. Hashem prefers the shuls, the Bote Medrash, the places where they are learning and delving into the Gemara, into the depths of halocha, in order to come out with a final and concise and clear ruling. Even more than the shuls that they daven in, Bote Medrash, is where they're learning other halakim of Torah in. From the day that there's no more Beis Hamikdash, the place that Hashem finds himself most and he most prefers is the place where people are learning halacha. Now, even though he asked to say something about shuls, and really the answer was that there are places that are even more preferable than shuls, namely the places where they're learning halacha, it wasn't really answering the question. Tell us something good about a shul. Don't tell us in what aspect the shul is second best. So the Mefarshim asked the Kash, the Pnei Shua speaks about it, and it seems that the answer was the very fact that the shuls are called Mishkenos Yaakov, because it says that Hashem prefers the Shari Tzion, where they're learning halacha, over the Mishkenos Yaakov, the dwelling places of Klal Yisrael. The fact that the shuls are called our dwelling places, that's a mili ma'al yisah, that's a very wonderful message from Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Miresh, at first, have a garisna begoy besa, we would learn at home, umatzlina bebe knishta, and when it came to davening time, we would go to shul. After we heard what Ullah had to say, that miyayim shecharav beis hamikdash einu lekadosh baruch hu ba'ilamo elo dalad amas shel halacha bilvad, that Hashem really prefers and appreciates the place where halacha is learnt, Therefore, we wanted to daven in a place that Hashem is found most. We would make sure to daven, especially in the places where we had learned Torah. Reb Ami v'Reb Asi, afal gav dehavalu tleisa beiknishta b'Tveria. Even though in the place of Ami, Reb Ami and Reb Asi in Tveria, there were 13 shuls, loy matzli ele beine amuda, they did not daven in the shuls, they davened between the pillars, heichad avagorasi, where they were used to learning Torah. Where they were learning Torah, that's called the Dalad Amas shel Halacha, and that's the most opportune place to daven. V'omer b'chia bar Ami mishmei du'ula, godoil hanene miyegioi, somebody who's got Yiras Shemaim, that's wonderful. But somebody who, above having Yiras Shemaim, also benefits and sustains himself from his own benefit, from his own efforts, and not resorting to come to other people to help him, that's an even bigger advantage. Regarding Yiras Shemaim, it says Ashrei Oish, the person is praiseworthy. Ve'ilu gabenenem miyigi akapov, the pasuk that speaks about the Yiras Shemaim, who's also earning his own living, it's yigi akapecho kisoichal, Ashrecha v'toivloch, it's not only Ashrecha, it's also Toivloch. Ashrecha bo'olam hazeh, it's fortunate to him, praiseworthy to him in Eretz Yisrael, in olam hazeh, the Toivloch lo'olam haba, and it's good for him also in olam haba. The Mefarshim here say that it must be that the talking about the Yigia Kapecha must also be talking about Yiras Shemaim. The pasuk itself that speaks about the Yigia Kapecha Kiteichel is a follower from a pasuk that speaks about Yiras Shemaim. Regabi Yiras Shemaim, a person who has Yiras Shemaim but needs to resort to others to help him sustain himself, V'toivloch lo'iksiv bei, the pasuk does not mention the words V'toivloch. Another quote in the name of Ula. La'olam yodur odom b'mokim raboy, a person should always try to live in close proximity of his Rebbe. Shekol zman sheshimi ben Gera kaim, all the while that Shimi ben Gera was alive, lo'inosa shloima, shloima melech, who was the Talmud of Shimi ben Gera, he did not marry Esbas Pari, the daughter of Pari. And it's only after he was not in the close proximity of his Rebbe Shimi ben Gera anymore, after Shimi ben Gera passed away, then Shlema, we don't understand it, but Shlema married Bas Pari, and it wasn't so straight that. It's discussed in other places in Shas. Vatanya asks the Gemara al Yidur, a person should not live in close proximity of his Rebbe. Loi kashya, it's not shver. Hard de kayefle, a person who can humbly accept what his Rebbe is telling him, he should live near his Rebbe. V'hodoloi kaifle, but a person who is too proud to allow his Rebbe to put him straight and to tell him where he's going wrong, then it's better he shouldn't be near his Rebbe, better that he shouldn't be transgressing Averis b'mezid, he should be a shogeg, he should just be ignorant, and he'll be better off that way. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Hunabar Yehuda, Omer of Menachem, Omer of Ami. Ma'idich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Va'oizvei Hashem Yichlu, those who leave Hashem, desert Hashem, will be destroyed. What does that mean? Who leaves Hashem? Zeh ha-miniach Sefer Torah v'yotze, somebody who leaves the Sefer Torah when it's open, the Sefer Torah is open, and he walks out of shul. Rebavo Nofik ben Gavra le-Gavra, between one aliyah and the next, when they're not reading from the Torah, then Rebavo permitted to leave the shul. Boyer of Papa, ben psuka le psuka maur, if Papa was wondering, they used to have a maturgamon, a translator, who would explain each pasuk between one pasuk and the next. Is it permitted to leave the shul, leave the Beis Medrash, whilst they are translating the pasuk? Teiku, it's a question which we don't have an answer for. We don't know. Rav Sheshus Mahadar Ape Vigoris, Rav Sheshus would turn away from where they were reading from the Torah whilst they were reading from the Torah. He didn't leave, but he would be busy learning his own things. Omar, he would say, Anan Bedidon, we're busy learning. Venu Bedidu, and they're busy with Kriyas HaTorah, and he didn't see anything wrong with that. Tosfos already asks that the Gemara says in Sota that during Kriyas HaTorah you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to do anything, and Tosfos has a few answers. continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omar Rav Ami, Lo'olam yashlim odom parshiyosav im atzibur shnayim mikra ve'echod targum. A person should make sure every single week to finish the parasha, reading the Chumash twice, and the targum, the translation, the explanation of the targum, should be said once. Filu atorois v'divoin, these are words that are names, they don't have a translation, an explanation. He should say it three times, as if it's shnayim mikra ve'echod targum. Shekol ha'mashlim parashiyosav im atzibur, anybody who finishes the parasha every week with the tzibur, marichin lo yomo v'shnoisav, it's a skula for arichas yomim, for long life. Rav Bivi bar Abaye sova l'ashluminu l'parashusaya d'kulo shata b'mayla yoyma d'kipura. Rav Bivi, the son of Abaye, he came up with a good idea. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a time where we're looking to collect tzchusim. So he would learn and do Shnai Mikra on the whole Torah on Erev Yom Kippur. Tonu leichia bar Rav midifti. Ksiv v'inisem esnafshe seichem b'tisho l'achoydesh bo Erev. The Pasuk says that you should do inui. You should be in fasting and in pain, not in pain, in the inui, on the 9th of Tishri. Ask the Gemara v'chi b'tisho misanim. They fast on the 9th, Vale Basara Misanin. We all know that the Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishri, not the 9th of Tishri. Eloloi Malacha, the Pasuk is telling us, Kol Ha'ichel V'Shoise B'Tshi, if you eat and drink and rejoice on the 9th of Tishri, Ma'ilo Lo V'Kosov Ki'ilu Misanet Tshi V'Asiri. It's as if you fasted two consecutive days, the 9th and the 10th. Rabbi Nuyen and Shari Tshuva has three explanations to this. So if Erev Yom Kippur is the time that you're supposed to eat and drink and prepare for the fast, it's clearly not the time that you're supposed to be doing Shnayim Mikra ve'echot Targum of the whole Torah. Okay, Sova l'agduminu. He's okay, so I'm not going to do the whole Torah on Erev Yom Kippur, but at least I'll do it a little bit in advance. Omaleahu Saba. Tanina, we learnt in a braisa, obilvad shelo yakdim v'lo ya'achir. You should not start the week's parasha before the week starts, which is, Tosfos says, from Mincha of Shabbos, the previous Shabbos, where we start the parasha of the following week, and it should finish by the following Shabbos. Kedoma lo Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Levone, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his children, Ashlimu parasha yisaychu im atzibur, make sure to finish the parasha with the tzibur, Shnai mikra ve'echo targum. He also told them, Hizharu bivridim, Rabbi Yehuda, you should be stringent and keep to Rabbi Yehuda's ruling in the Mishnah, Dutnan, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer at Yishchait as Avridim, that the Gemara in Chulin discusses this, but the arteries, the veins, the blood vessels in an animal, they should be cut during the Shechita to make sure that all the blood is drained from the animal. He also told his children, Yizuaru bezokin sheshochach talmudoi machmas oinsoi. Sometimes you see an elderly person that due to his old age, dementia, or other pressures in his life, he's forgotten what he's learned. He used to be a Talmud Chacham, and now he seems to be less than a Talmud Chacham. Nonetheless, you should respect him as if he's a Talmud Chacham, Domrinon, because we say that luchos v'shivrei luchos munochis ba'orin. We know that there were two sets of luchos. The first ones got smashed. It seems that the divrei Torah on those first luchos got lost. Nonetheless, the stones that held those divrei Torah are still held in esteem and put together with a fixed set of luchos in the orin. Since they lost their Torah ba'oinus, they don't lose the respect that's coming to them. Omar luhu rova lebone. Rova said to his children, when you cut meat, al tachtuchu al gav hayad, don't cut it when the meat is in your hand. Ikud amr mishum sakona. Some say it's posha dangerous. You're going to cut straight through your hands. It can be very, very dangerous. Ikud amr, and some say even if you're not going to endanger yourself, mishum kilkul suda, because even if you just get a little cut and a few drops of blood are going to go onto the meat that you're cutting, all the other people watching will not want to touch that meat, and it will destroy their meal for them. Another thing he told his children, V'al teishva al mito aramis, mitas aramis, don't sit on a bed which is an aramis. What is aramis? Aramis is literally translated as a woman that comes from Arami. So we're going to have a few perushim. We'll see in a minute, but in the meantime, he told them something else. He says, "V'al tavru achire b'isakneses b'shosh atzibur mispalelim," whilst people are davening in a shul, don't walk behind the Beis Medrash, as if you couldn't care about davening, as if you couldn't care about shul. Those are the three things he told his children. And now the Gemara is going to discuss it. "V'al teishu al mitas aramis," what does it mean, don't sit on the bed of an aramis? Ikad omra, some say it means loy teganu, don't go to sleep below kriyas shema. Don't go to sleep without saying kriyas shema. Ve'ikad omra, some say deloy tinsavu giyerusa, don't marry a giyerus. And the Iyun Yaakov brings here that the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and Rashi and Tosfos there discuss it, that Rava was actually a kohen and he was just impressing on his children the severity of the halacha that he's not allowed to marry a geirus. Others have other explanations. Ve'ikad amra, some say aramis mamish. Aramis here doesn't mean a geirus and doesn't mean going to bed without having said kriyas shema. It means the bed of an aramis, of a non-Jewish woman from Arami. Umishum maisedar papa, what would make the chachomim, what would make Rava tell his children not to sleep on such a bed? Yes, there was a story with Rav Papa. The Rav Papa ozel agabi aramis. The Papa went to visit such a person. Hoitzio loy mita. She pulled out a bed. Omra loy shev, and told Rav Papa, sit on the bed. Omer loy, said to her, ein yoshev, I'm not sitting at your tagbiyas amita. I want to see what's under the bed. Lift up the bed. She lifted up the bed, and they found a dead child. She obviously wanted her papa to sit on the bed, and afterwards she could accuse him of having killed the child. The chachomim said, don't sit on the bed of an aramis. The last thing that Rava told his children, that you shouldn't walk past the shul while the tzibur are davening and not go in and daven with them, Meseyele Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This is proof to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Da Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asur loy la'odom shiaver achir Rabbi Sakneses. If you're not intending to go into a shul, it's also to walk behind or to walk past the shul, Meshor Shah Tzibur Mispalalim, when the tzibur are davening. Omar Abaya says, V'loy Omron elo deleka pischa achrina, if there's no other entrance into that shul. If there are other entrances on another side of the shul, less lonbo, then it's okay, because walking past one door doesn't mean you couldn't care about davening, it just means you're not going through this door. This is only true if there's no other shul. If there are other shuls, then not walking into this shul doesn't mean you don't care about davening, it doesn't mean you don't care about shuls, it just means you're choosing to go to a different shul. Less lon bo, and then it's okay. This is only true if you're not carrying a load. V'loy rohit, and you're not running. V'loy monach tfilin, and you're not wearing tfilin. Avel ik echad mehanoch, if one of these conditions apply, less lon bo, it's okay, because then people will understand the reason you're not going in is not because you couldn't care about the shul or the tfilah, it's just because you're in a rush. And especially if he's wearing tefillin, it means I care about tefillah, I care about Hashem. It's just I've either davened or I'll daven later, or for whatever reason I can't go into the shul, but it's not a zilzal to the shul. Tanya, Omer Bakiva. Bakiva said, Bishloisha dvorim oyev anies amodim. Bakiva, there's three attributes of the people of Modai that he appreciated. When they cut meat, they cut it on the table, not whilst holding it in their hands. When they kiss each other, they don't kiss on the lips or on the forehead, they kiss on the hands. It's more hygienic, because when a person gives a kiss, sometimes there's some saliva, and it's not so pleasant if it's anywhere else other than on the hand. When they give each other advice, they only do it outdoors, they don't do it in a building. Rashi brings a common quote that we all know, walls have ears. Yeshos naim lakoisel, and therefore you want to say something private, do it outside. Omer of Adab Ava Maikro, where do we find this in the Psukim? Vayishlach Yaakov Veikro L'Rochel Uleleo Hasode El Tzoynoi. When Yaakov wanted to say something in confidence to Rochel and Leo, he took them out to the field. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Omer Ibn Gamliel, Bishleisha Dvorim Oyev Anies Aparsiyim. There's three things about the Persians that I appreciate. Hein Tznuin Bachiloson, they're modest in their eating habits. And it's not so clear what habits this is referring to. The Mefarshim speak about this. Utznuin Bebeis HaKisei, they are modest in the bathroom. Utznuin Bedova Achir, and in their marital relationships, they are modest. Now the Gemara brings a pasuk, Ani tziveisi limekudoshoi, the pasuk, and where Hashem was saying that I told the kings of Poras and Modai to come and destroy Bovel. And the pasuk calls the kings of Poras and Modai, he calls them mekudoshai, those who are some level of kedusha. Tony Rav Yosef, Eilu Aparsiyim Hamekudoshim Umuzumonim LeGehenem. It doesn't mean Kedusha as in holy. It means that they are separated, they are designated to going to Gehenem, referring to the kings of Poras and Modai. Continues the Gemara. We're going back now to the original Mishnah of what the time of Krishma Shel Arvis is. When to start and when to finish. Rabban Gamliel said that the final time of Krishma is the whole night, till Alois HaShachar. The Chachomim said that till Chatzos. Rabban Gamliel, Oimer v'chulu, Omer v'yehuda mashmuel aloha k'Rabban Gamliel. The aloha is not like Rabbi Eliezer at Seif HaShmuel Rishoyna, and not like the Chachomim at Chatzos. The aloha is like Rabban Gamliel, that the Zman of Krishma Shel Arvis is the whole night. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Pa'omim Sh'odom Koire Kriyas Shema Shtei Pa'omim Balailo. It's possible to read Shema twice. Both times are considered night, halachically. Achas Koidem Shia Lamud HaShachar V'achas Le'achar Shia Lamud HaShachar. One is through the night before Alois, and the other one is sometime between Alois and Nates. V'yetze B'midei Chivosoi Achas Shel Yom V'achas Shel Lailo. The Krishma you said before Alois, it's Poshet, it's Krishma Shalailo. The Krishma he said between Alois and Nates it counts for the Kriyas Shema Shel Yom. Asks the Gemara, Ha'agufa Kasha. On the one hand, Omras, Pa'omim Sh'odom Kair Kriyas Shema Shtei Pa'omim Balailo. You're saying that both times he's reading it, it's at night. Meaning, Alma, La'achar Sh'yala Muda Shachar Lailohu. If you're saying that both times he's reading them at night, that means that halachically the day starts at Nets. If so, v'hod yoytze ben yidei chivose achas sheloim achas shelaylo al meyimomuhu. So then, how can you say that the second time you read Kriyas Shema after Alois but before Nets, you could be yoytze Krishma sheloim? You just said it was laylo till Nets achamo. If it's laylo, how can it be yoytze Krishma sheloim? Loi la'olam laylohu. It's true. It's night. So how can it be Yaitu Krishma Shal Bashachris? Vahodikori Layim de Ika intra de Kaime Bahu Shaita. It doesn't say in the Torah that you have to read Krishma Shal Shachris in the day. It says Ubashach Bacha when people wake up. Okay? So even though the day starts only at Nets, but people start waking up at Alois. So you can be Yaitza, at least but Yeved, you can be Yaitza Krishma Shal Shachris from Alois. Omer Vacha Barchanina Omer Vishua Ben Levi Halacha Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. That's the halacha. Ika demasni lolaha derv Acha Barchanina aha. Some say that this derv Acha Barchanina said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai was going on a different quote, on a different brisa. The Tanya we learned Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Emir Mishum Rabbi Akiva. In the previous brisa it was Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Here it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Pa'omim she'adam kair kriyas shema shtei pa'omim bayoyim. It's possible for a person to read Shema twice in the day. Achas koidim ha-netz ha-chamo, v'achas le'achar ha-netz ha-chamo. One after Alois but before Netz, and one after Netz. V'yetze ben yidei chivosei, achas sheloim, achas shelaylo. And the one that you said after Netz is, of course, it's Krishma shel Shachris sheloim. And he's saying that even the Kriyas Shema of the Shachris between Alois and Netz, it's considered as its day. But you can be Yaitu Krishma Shel Arvis. Asks the Gemara, how good for Kashi? It's a stira. Omras, first you say, Pa'omim Adam Kair Krishma Shnei Pa'omim Bayoim Alma Koidim Anetzachama Yamamahu. First, you say that both times you're reading, it's called day. That means day starts from Alois. V'hado Tanya, and then you say Yitzah ben Yidei Chivose Achas Shelayim Achas Shelayla Al Malaylahu. And then you say that the first Kriyat Shema, which is between Netz Alois and Netz, is it passes for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. How can that be if it's already day? Says the Gemara, Lo'ilim Yimamahu. It's true that it's day. The day starts at Alois Achama. Alois Ashachar. Amud Ashachar. V'hod Kori Le'Lailo. How can it be Yitzu Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis with it? De'ika Inchi De'gonu. Because there are still people who are sleeping, and the Pasuk says that Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you can say B'shachbacha, when people are still lying down, when people are still sleeping. According to Rabban Gamliel, B'shachbacha means all the while that people are sleeping. People sleep till Netz. Ika incha degoni ba'u shaita. At that time, people are still sleeping. Omer b'acha b'rebi chinina, Omer b'shua ben Levi, halacha k'rab Shimon, sh'oma m'shum Rabba Kiva, the halacha is like Rabba Shimon, in the name of Rabba Kiva. Omer Rabba Zeira, u'bilvad sh'loi yoymer Hashkivenu, that even though b'di'eved you can say Kriyas Shema Shel Laila after Alois HaShachar, but the Brach of Hashkivenu you can't say, because Hashkivenu is referring to a time where people go to sleep, or normal time that people are sleeping. If you're saying Kriyas Shema after Alois HaShachar, you can't say Hashkivenu anymore. Ki Aser B'Yitzchak Bar Yosef Omar Hodor B'Acha Bar Chanina Omar B'Shua Ben Levi Lav B'Ferish Itmer Elo Michlol Itmer. This that we saw in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Akiva, it's not as if he said it explicitly. It became apparent from a psak that was given. Dahu zugad rabbon, and there were a pair of chachomim, the ishtakur, they became intoxicated and fell asleep. Behilula de bereid Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the chasna of the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And they woke up, it was after Alois, it was before Netz. Also, the Kamei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, "What should we do now? We didn't say Kriyas Shema." Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon nismeich olav b'shas hadchak. Since it was an oinus, you can rely on Rabbi Shimon that says that you can still say Kriyas Shema shel Arvis after Alois HaShachar, and from there we could see that he holds that the halacha, at least b'di'eved, is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in the name of Rabbi Akiva."